another night, another elimination. Jordan joins us on the phone from Survivor, Blood vs. Water. Jordan, unfortunate news for you, but goodness gracious.
It was a mess.
Pretty much. Well, this season in particular seems to have more twists and turns than anything. A great example of that is your cousin getting in the auction, the letter saying, oh my God, you're going to be a dad, which is huge. Like, that obviously would be spurring him on, but does that then kind of spur you on as well?
Oh, of course, man. Like, we, you know, in real life, you know, family is huge to us. Like, we have a big family. We're both married, so from New Zealand, so family's everything to us. So, you know, as soon as Josh got that letter, it just gave us an extra burst of energy to go further for his young one as well. So we're now playing for a kid too. So yeah, definitely spurs us on, mate. Just changed everything, mate. Like, once we have struggled to sort of to have a baby. So once we saw that letter, like, me and Josh said, all right, well, we got to get it for your son, man. So we've got to bring it home.
Love it. We've seen as well that there is a pair of snakes in the grass, if you will. With the stolen idol. What do you make of it? Because, you know, on the ground, like, we're watching from home, we can sort of see a lot more, but on the ground, it's, what's your vibe?
Oh, mate, it's just, like I said, in the game, it's so wild. Like, you're starving, you're not sleeping, you're trying to trust people, you're trying to read people, and just hectic, mate. There's just, last night was hard to watch. You know, there's just moving pieces everywhere. Like, fair play to Sam as well. She bluffed them pretty hard,
yeah.
Which ultimately ended me going home. But, you know, so many things we could have done, you know. I could have got Josh's necklace. There was a lot of things that we just missed.
Yeah, absolutely. But I suppose that's half the game, hey? You sort of, you got to play it as you see it, and you can't see everything. But I suppose, how do you think Josh is going to go? Is he... Because he's going to be up against it with these snakes in the grass. Do you think he's in with a reasonable shout?
Oh, I think Josh is in. You know, without us together, you know, it's going to be hard. But I do think he's got, you know, he's got the relationships. He's a very smart man, and he's got a kid to play for. You know, I know how competitive Josh is. We're both competitive people, so he's going to be angry I'm gone. So he's going to go to another level, I think.
It's one of those frustrating but kind of beneficial things where they've played you guys, so now it's his turn to play them, hopefully.
Oh, exactly. You know, it's like you're unleashing a wild animal now. You know, Blood versus Water is, you know, you got to worry about your partner in the game, where, you know, when you're flying solo, there's no holds bar now, you know. It's about taking everyone out.
The war is on, and the cards are falling, as they say. Keen to see how it all goes, mate. Back tonight, 7:30 on 10 and 10 Play On Demand. Commiserations, Jordan, and good luck to your cousin Josh.
Thank you, mate. I hope you have a good day.